The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
You guys are absolutely incredible. Peter Burns sitting in for Paul Feinbaum. You can follow me on Twitter at Peter Burns ESPN. As you guys know, I always have a smile on my face, because I do have my dream job as the anchor of the SEC Network. But the fact that when I get to do it, it's extra special when I get to fill in for Paul, because I you know, kind of built my way up in media doing radio, so I always love it. And so, you know, I kind of thought when we stumbled into this conversation with Gene Chizik earlier today, talking about media days, and, you know, we were talking about, you know, LSU, talking about Georgia and expectations and, you know, name, image, and likeness. And I asked him just kind of this throwaway question of what was the last concert he went to. He said Gordon Lightfoot. And he got upset that I didn't know who Gordon Lightfoot was. And many of you have gotten upset. So it led to me asking for phone calls about what concert did you attend that you didn't think you were going to like, but by the end of it, you're like, hell yeah, I'm buying the t-shirt. When's the next time I can see them? So we get a couple of phone calls. I'll go behind the Wizard of Oz here. And I'm thinking, all right, this was, you know, this was good. This is a good segment. And I go downstairs and I talk to my wife and I tell her about it, because I have my studio here at the house right now. And I fully expected by the time I got back here, all the calls would be gone and we'd be talking more about SEC sports. Not a single call has dropped. I had no idea that this was such a big deal, and yet we've gotten lucky about it. Let's go back to the phone lines then. 855-242-PAUL is the number. Squirrel, talk to me, my man. Happy summer to you, my friend.
I didn't know if you remembered me, Peter. It's been a while since we've chatted. How have you been?
Man, I'm blown away by this, you know, the fact that we got SEC Media Days on Monday and people are just fired up about the concert deal. I would have never thought it, man.
Yeah. I mean, I was too. And the guy kind of stole my thunder. I didn't call in for that. But if I had to pick one, it would have been, I'd have had to say Alice Cooper also, but it would have been a lot earlier. It would have been in, around 76 or 77 when he came through Knoxville, Tennessee, when I was a kid. I was pleasantly surprised at his show. But the reason I called you is you took a call on Monday from a caller named Joe. Do you remember that call?
I do. Allegedly, his name was Joe, yes. But I do remember.
Do you know who Joe is, actually?
I would imagine it's another three-lettered first name that starts with J in Tuscaloosa.
You could go by a three-letter. As a longtime listener, are you're aware kind of that Jim and I used to have some issues?
I did not. Do you still
have
issues?
We used to have several phone feuds. I mean, we had like a half dozen phone feuds. Oh, yeah, they were kind of legendary back in the day. And of the callers that Jim despised, me and I-Man used to argue who was number one and number two. And I've been meaning to tell Paul this, too, because the last time or two I called, it just hadn't come up. But ironically, the world has turned on its axis, and Jim and I have now become buds. And he actually sent me his phone number about a month or so ago, and I called him, and we chatted for about 30 minutes, and he and I have talked two or three times since then. But apparently you've done something to upset him, because he called about an hour or so ago.
Uh-oh.
And he was kind of upset with you and Tom. He says, you guys cut callers off too early. And, you know, of course, I had your back. I had your back, man. You know me. But I'm just going to give you a heads up. If he happens to call in again, you might want to, you know, give him a little more leeway or you know. But other than that, man, the show's been great. And he just asked me to pass on that constructive criticism if I did get a chance to talk to you. But enjoyed been following you on Twitter. Enjoyed watching your kids grow up. They're beautiful. And again, take care of yourself. Enjoy your show. Aloha.
Aloha. Squirrel, thank you so much for the phone call and the constructive criticism. Being from a golf background, the only way you become good at golf, and I'm fairly decent at it, is you have somebody tell you exactly what is wrong with your game. So I'm always up for constructive criticism, even if it comes from Jim in Tuscaloosa. So I will be a little bit nicer with the callers as far as letting them go a little bit longer. Now, I will say this. I'm even more impressed of two guys like Squirrel and Jim in Tuscaloosa that didn't get along, that actually picked up the phone and talked to each other and hashed out the differences. My goodness, if we could all do that a whole lot more, imagine how unbelievable we all would be. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. Let's go to Let's go to John in Alabama. Thanks for joining Peter Burns in here on the Paul Feinbaum Show. What's up, John?
Hey, Peter. You're one of my favorites. I enjoy you. Two things. A concert I went to that just shocked me. You've probably never heard of this guy, Gino Vannelli. He had some huge hits. People Gotta Move. I don't know if y'all can get that on your bumper music, but that was a fantastic show. The women just loved him, and it was really something. The second thing I wanted, since you have slightly annoyed Chizik, well, I have something that he does that annoys me, and I wonder if you or any of the other viewers have noticed. He calls everybody by their initials. Like, how many times did he call you PB? He can meet Pope John, and he's going to be calling him, PJ. How you doing, buddy? And I just wonder if that bugs anybody.
John, now that you say that, he's always in studio with Chris Doering, and he never calls him Chris or Doering. He always calls him CD. He's never called me anything other than, I can't actually describe what he calls me behind the scenes on air. I'd get fined for that. But normally it's PB. You're not going to go DN for Dari Noka, or, he doesn't talk to Nick as like NS. But
I've just noticed that over the years. It just seems like he can meet somebody, then I don't know what it is that he thinks is cool about that. But I feel like you need to know somebody a little bit, before you start calling them by their nicknames and so forth. But anyway, I enjoy your show. Check out Gino Vannelli. See what you think.
All right. John, I don't know you good enough to call you by your initials, so I will just call you John in Alabama. Let's go to Rad in Alabama. Welcome into the Paul Feinbaum Show. What's happening, man?
Hey, well, there's another thing about Alice Cooper you might not have known. Not only is he a great golfer, but he gives his Christian testimony on YouTube. You wouldn't think about that about Alice Cooper. Yes, he's a big-time Christian. I've been in radio since I was in high school. I'm sales manager for your affiliate in Montgomery now. But back at the top, the big top 40 station in the 70s, when I was in high school, I used to take Rufino Bond was the big concert promoter in Birmingham.
Okay.
And this is before Ticketmaster. And so I would take the ticket money from Montgomery box offices and brought the leftover tickets to Birmingham to them. And it was a Black Oak, Arkansas show. I don't know if you remember Black Oak, Arkansas.
Okay.
They had a hit with Jim Dandy, the remake. But anyway, I did not want to go see Black Oak, Arkansas. I didn't want to go to Birmingham. It was either at the fairgrounds or Battle Auditorium. But after I saw them, I've been the biggest fan of Black Oak, Arkansas.
No kid. It was the stage presence or the actual move, or the music itself, right?
It was, their music. I just didn't. Yeah. No, their stage presence was great. Matter of fact, David Lee Roth said that he got his shtick from Jim Dandy, the lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
And he had long hair, was, running all over the stage. All right, he sang like this. But if you listen to Jim Dandy to the Rescue, that was their hit. But I've just been a big fan of theirs ever since, 72, 73, the first time that I saw them.
I love it.
I saw a bunch of other ones. I saw another time I took the money up to them. It was when Sammy Hagar's first tour with Van Halen.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I was on right up close, and it was the loudest show. And so I left. But
you can handle it. Let me ask you one last question before I let you go. Out of all the and you said you were kind of involved in taking the tickets and the money and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What in your days was the hardest ticket you could ever remember getting? Like, people know that when it comes to football, right? But concert wise in the South, what was it? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Anything come to mind?
Well, let's see. Boston playing at the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center was a tough one. And that's the hardest one that I can remember, you know, because I've, you know, been in radio so long that you get free tickets to everything,
sure,
like Elton John, the Eagles, everybody. But I remember going to see Boston and didn't have tickets. And needless to say, I didn't get in. This was back in the 70s.
Incredible. Rad, thank you. We appreciate the phone call and the work that you do keeping the Paul Feinbaum lights on there for affiliate sales. We appreciate it there, Rad. All right, a couple more phone calls here. Let's go to another John in Alabama. Thanks for joining Peter Burns in on the Paul Feinbaum Music Hour here, I guess. What's up, John?
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, man.
Hey, you're not going to believe I could have been this clueless in 1976, but we went to the Von Braun Civic Center to see a band I'd never heard of, never listened to a song, anything. Got there, tickets, you know, $12, something like that. A band you might have heard of called Kiss.
No way. And you had no idea what their whole shtick was at the time?
No, nothing. I swear, nothing. Didn't know anything about them. Their stage show is what really blew me away, of course. You know, not knowing anything about the fire and the spitting the blood and all that kind of stuff. But I became a fan of their music after I saw them, you know, the first time. But I think a year later we went to Rickwood Field and saw them in a Birmingham outdoor concert. And that's the only two times I've seen them. But they've got a kissumentary going on right now, I think, on the History Channel I've been watching. It's really interesting. But they had three albums out before anybody would actually play them on the radio, would actually put them on. So they were around for a long time, but not really popular on the radio. So that's probably why I hadn't heard of them.
Yeah, they were at the time an overnight celebrity that took 20 years to make, probably, if that's the case. John, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, what's interesting about that, John, go ahead. You were saying there at the end?
No, I was just going to I forgot it. You cut me off. I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah, all good, man. All good. Thank you for on the Kiss thing. So, and that's one of the things too about, you know, social media and stuff now, right? Like, we don't ever get a chance to kind of to be surprised. Like, no matter if it's like going on a vacation somewhere or all of a sudden seeing a movie, like if you go out and see a movie any longer, you've seen 97 different trailers for it. You can see basically the whole movie before it comes out. So you're not really that surprised. Same thing kind of almost with football players. We know them from the time that they're there. That I can't imagine what it would have been like. My God, if I could have gotten into the DeLorean and said, I don't know about this Bo Jackson guy, but I hear he's pretty good. And go and watch him in Auburn in the mid-80s and the first time he gets on the field going, holy bleep, that guy? Same thing with like Herschel Walker, right? You hear kind of rumblings. You hear stories. But we don't know. There's no internet. I mean, you kids get written up, and all of a sudden, my God, a freshman? Huh. Just amazing. Let's continue with these phone calls coming up. Chris Doering is going to join us. I may tell him he can talk nothing about football as the way this is going so far today, and I'm loving every minute of it. 855-242-PAUL is the number, 855-242-7285. Your calls, Chris Doering as well. Next here, Peter Burns filling in for Paul Feinbaum.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Little Alice Cooper here. I'm learning all types of Alice Cooper stuff. Normally, I'm trying to teach people about SEC things, SEC football. Now, I'm learning a lot more about music when it comes down to it. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. Before we get into my partner in crime, Chris Doering, you got to go to this guy. I-Man. What's up, brother?
Peter Burns. So nice you got to say it thrice. Peter Burns. Interesting Alice Cooper. Alice is coming back to Montgomery in October with Ace Frehley from Kiss. If you haven't seen Alice Cooper, you ought to go. He will blow you away. I'm so glad I didn't get to see him back in the younger days because the bands maybe weren't quite as coherent. But he's got a killer band that he travels with now. You know, you're talking about music. I played local music here in the Montgomery area for years. And then I hooked up with a band that had finished their third album and they hired me and I started touring the country. I'd played all over the Southeast, but I started touring the country. And and I knew all the radio people, TV people. So I worked a lot of shows that came to the different area, you know, places in Montgomery, got to meet a lot of people. But we were in Irving, Texas, and it was like January the 3rd or something. It was cold, Peter Burns. It was so cold. I can't tell you how cold it was. But we were at this place called Johnny High's Emporium or something like it. It was like their version of the Grand Ole Opry in Irving, Texas, right outside of Dallas. And there was five or six single artists that was playing with the house band. And then we were going to go on. We were six pieces, and we would be the first full band to play. And we were opening up for Bob Wills' Texas Playboys. Now, these guys have been around forever in Texas. The state of Texas has its own music. I mean, it is totally separate from anything else you listen to. I mean, it covers the gambit, everything. So we play, and, you know, we were doing the sound check and everything, and I noticed these guys coming in, and the newest member of the band had been in there for 50 years. He was right at his early 70s. And these other guys were on walkers and wheelchairs, and, you know, they were late 70s and early 80s. And I tell you what, when they came on stage and they got them cats in position, they blew me away. I'd seen the Eagles, the Stones, I mean, you name it. I'd seen 10 years after ZZ Top, everybody. But when those cats came on, their harmonies and their music was so stunning, I could not believe it. And you know, it just goes to show you, you're never too old to rock and roll or whatever you do. You just go do it. But, I mean, I was a fan somewhat before then because I kind of liked some country music, more of the renegade country. But when those guys played Peter Burns, I'm here to tell you, they had that room jumping. Absolutely jumping.
Love this. Again, it's just something I mean, like, again, you think, and hey, you're looking at it one way, it's going to be that way, and all of a sudden they come out there and they just shock the world. All right, parting shot before I get to Chris Doering, what do you got for me, I-Man?
You know, I guess I could come in and say, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? I mean, I run this show. Do you know I've been the catalyst of this show? Do you know who I am? Peter Burns, have a great weekend. Gotta love that delay.
There it is. The man, the myth, the legend, I-Man. Chris Doering joining me now. CD, this show has gone so far off the rails, and you know me, if it's on off the rails for me, can you even imagine what that means for this program today?
I'm not one to help get the show back on the rails. As you know, you and I tend to get off the rails quite a bit. But yes, as I-Man said, I love the fact that he mentioned you're never too old to rock. You know I live by that motto. And so it's Friday after 5. We're about to crank up the rocking for the weekend, my brother.
I was going to say, if you're in Gainesville, Florida, you will see probably a shirtless Chris Doering with a 9-pack somewhere around happy hour here in about 10 minutes. So we'll get there. You and I will be doing the morning show every single morning on SEC Media Days, and I was going to ask an Media Days question, but this is arguably the most important thing that we've talked about today. Was there ever a concert that you attended when you were playing, either, you know, at Florida or in your NFL career, that you didn't want to go to, that a teammate drug you to go see, and all of a sudden you ended up being a fan of the music itself?
Ooh, you know what? I don't know that I could say it was something that I was dragged to by a teammate. I'd say, you know, I'm not a huge country music guy, and that probably is blasphemous here on the Paul Feinbaum show. But
yes,
I will say that I went to a Kenny Chesney concert one time reluctantly and ended up having a great time. And I almost feel a little weird saying this one too, but I went to a Dan and Shay concert not too long back that was actually pretty good that I ended up liking. So I would say those were the two. The concert I went to when I was playing in the NFL that I really loved, and this was before you were in Denver, but went to the Anger Management Tour at the Pepsi Center, which included Papa Roach, Limp Bizkit, and Eminem. So that was a good one while I was in the league.
Cut my life into pieces. This is...
That's right.
A little last resort there. I love that.
No doubt.
All right. I guess, I mean, by my contract, I'm supposed to ask you a football question here on the Paul Feinbaum show. But, I mean, with that being said, if I asked this question earlier to a couple of our guys, including Gene Chizik. If you could give truth serum to one coach and he's got to tell you the absolute unfiltered truth about his football team on this week on SEC Media Days, cannot lie to you, has to answer every single question, who are you giving that truth serum to?
Wow. Oh, that's a good one. I might go truth serum to one of the guys making his debut at SEC Media Days, and that would be Josh Heupel. You know, I'd love to know Josh Heupel, not only his thoughts about the quarterback situation. I don't know if we've ever seen a quarterback competition with as many guys in play as what they'll have up in Knoxville this summer. That would be one question. What he actually thinks his chances are this year of having a successful season, what he would rate a successful season in his first year with the Vols, and then how long he thinks it realistically is going to take to build that roster back up and have them be competitive in the SEC East. I know that's why they hired him, not only to come in and win, but to bring an exciting brand of offensive football, much like you and I have talked about with what Lane Kiffin did in Oxford. So I'd love some truth serum as to what he thinks this rebuild process is really going to look like for the Vols.
I cannot wait for it. Can you find your Anger Management Tour T-shirt that I'm sure you bought and tore the sleeves off, and can you wear that in studio for SEC this morning next week?
I mean, you and I got in trouble for wearing T-shirts on set 2 years ago, and that was in Charlotte. I don't know if they're going to let us do it there in Hoover, but I am looking forward
though.
To being with you.
Pre-pandemic, all bets are off now.
That's right. Things have changed. We've lowered the bar in terms of what's acceptable nowadays. But I'll be honest with you, never purchased a tour T-shirt ever, and I'm not going to start now. So I don't have anything for you there, brother.
God bless you. Go enjoy happy hour. Can't wait till we kick off SEC Media Days coverage, 8 a.m. Eastern, coming up on Monday. See ya.
I'll see you Sunday. Bye.
Hi, buddy. There is Chris Doering. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. 855-242-7285. Still befuddled. Andy, Mary Kay, Glenn, Keith, more of your phone calls coming up next. Peter Burns in here for Paul Feinbaum.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
I could just see Chris Doering, Florida Gator great, going to be my co-host, always my co-host on my SiriusXM Daily Show, and we will be live on SEC this morning all week long. Him at the Pepsi Center, back in the days we played with the Broncos, going to the Anger Management Tour. I asked a question earlier, all these sports questions, somebody really wanted to talk sports today, which I love it, right? There's already the Friday mentality, but I asked a question to Gene Chizik, what was the last concert he went to? And he said Gordon Lightfoot, and I had never heard of Gordon Lightfoot. And so it's gone and spawned into this great debate here today of what concert did you once attend that you didn't think you were going to like and all of a sudden you end up loving? Andy is in Texas. Thanks for joining Peter Burns here on the Paul Feinbaum Show. What's up, Andy?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm actually driving from State College, PA, up to Akron, Ohio, then back down to Texas. So when I told my kids I got on the Paul Feinbaum Show, they're 5 and 7. They were so excited. They love this thing, the theme song. And I'm actually kind of a SEC trader. I'm an Ohio State alum, and I went to Penn State. My wife, she went to Purdue and to West Point, so my kids are really confused about who to cheer on. But when you start talking about Gordon Lightfoot, it's really funny because last week my kids and I were up at Lake Erie, and I was explaining to them that Lake Erie is the most dangerous of the Great Lakes because it's the shallowest, so it has the most waves, and turbulence. And as I explained it to him, I said, there's this famous song by Gordon Lightfoot, and I played the Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald, and I went into like the whole story behind that. So I was just shocked that you'd never heard that song.
I had never heard it, and like now, I like the amount of Twitter mentions and like people dropping into my DMs, like Lee Elkins, like, dude, the Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot. You got to listen to it right now on a break. Like, people are losing their mind over this song.
Yeah, it's a pretty long song, so you have to have about 7 minutes, but it's pretty sad. Yeah, the ship capsized. They were bringing iron ore from Wisconsin into the steel mills in Cleveland, and it went down. And I guess I'm kind of lucky growing up in Cleveland. We had a lot of independent radio channels growing up, so because it's a home of rock and roll. So we got to hear a lot more different music than I think what was mainstream. So that's probably why I knew it.
I like it. Andy, now, are the kids in the car with you right now?
They are.
Okay. What's the 5 and 7-year-olds' names?
George and Teddy. Hey, guys, say call Paul.
There you... There you go. All right. Hey, George, who's your favorite football team?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Browns out of Ohio. I would imagine that's Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns. Is that right, Andy? Is that what we're going for?
Yes, sir. I thought you liked LSU, George. Can you do a Coach O impression?
Andy, here's the deal. Bring them up to Happy Valley for when the Auburn Tigers and Brian Harsin roll into town, okay? You at least kind of show them what SEC football looks like up there.
Yeah, I can do that, so... Hey, thanks for having me on.
Hey, Andy, we appreciate it. Be safe with those kiddos in the car. I love it. 855-242-PAUL is the number. Mary Kay is in Mississippi. What's up, Mary Kay?
Hey, PB, how's it going?
I'm having fun. I mean, my goodness, I get to talk sports and music for a living. Like, I'm at work right now. This is ridiculous. What's happening?
Well, I've been listening to all this music talk, and I was racking my brain, and I couldn't think of a single concert that I went to that I didn't love, because I am a musician, so yeah, I'm open to listening to all different kinds of music, but I do have a music story. Now,
okay.
I know on your morning show you frequently talk about favorite artists, favorite songs, and so whenever you guys mention an artist or song that I'm not familiar with, you know, I'll immediately look it up on YouTube, and I'm finding that I'm actually starting to like the y'all's music choices. You know, I'm actually becoming a Dave Matthews fan now.
Okay, all right.
I do have a music story now. Several months ago, I think the topic on y'all's show was favorite songs or best all-time songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s. So that actually inspired me to create my own playlist. I started with like 50, 60 songs, and then I scaled it down to about 10 songs. And now I've got on YouTube, I've got a playlist of about 10 songs from the 50s all the way to the 80s, early 90s. And I've just had so much fun with this. Because I was listening to songs I hadn't heard in years, so thank you. You guys are inspiring. Yeah, even when you're talking about stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with sports.
That is traditionally our SiriusXM show that me and Doring have every single day on there, and as you know. So now, and now you're becoming Casey Kasem, putting together your own countdown. So, Mary Kay,
right.
I love it. We'll continue to roll on. We appreciate the call, all right?
Okay. Have fun at Media Days next week.
We will. Hopefully we see you there the following year. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. Let's go to Keith in Alabama. Welcome into the Paul Feinbaum Show with Peter Burns. What's up, Keith?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
It's the same thing, the music thing. I actually was born and raised in Alabama, but I lived in West Palm Beach, South Florida for about 20 years when I was growing up, and we'd go to concerts like, every weekend. I've actually got a photo album that is completely full of ticket stubs. But one of my friends had a couple tickets, wanted me to go to a show. And I've never been a big Beatles fan. A lot of people say I'm crazy, but I just have never been a big Beatles fan. But he had a couple of tickets, and I was like, well, I'll go just for the fun and all that. And come to find out, it was Paul McCartney. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I'll go, no big deal. Man, I tell you what, the best show I've ever seen in my entire life. I've seen 100 concerts. I mean, they have them in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and West Palm every week, we'd go. And out of all the ones I've seen, Paul McCartney was just absolutely, hands down, the best. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Still not a
big Beatles fan, but I love Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Well, I love that. And thank you for the phone call, Keith, and sharing that. Because, anytime you hear of a legend, what you want is that legend to at least live up to that hype. And I can't imagine how Paul McCartney at any point lives up to the hype because he's so hyped, right? It's the Beatles. It's Paul McCartney. It's Wings, all of this. And for him to actually deliver on that is awesome. I got an opportunity a couple years ago. I had no interest in ever seeing Bruce Springsteen. Like, I enjoyed the music, but it was not like, oh my gosh, I got to go see Bruce as a bucket list deal. And a buddy of mine, when I was living in Denver, said, hey, come out to the Pepsi Center. We've got some good seats. You'll see Bruce. It'll blow you away. And I'm like, I'll go see it. Sure. Like, I'm in. And I was just absolutely floored by it. I mean, it was 3 hours of pure energy. Every single song felt like it was the last song, like the grand finale song, right? And what was even more impressive is Bruce at that time is probably mid-60s or so, and he's doing it at the Pepsi Center, which is a mile high. So if you've ever been up to Denver, it's hard to breathe, right? Especially if you're not from that area. And he's running up and down. I mean, I tell you what, it was like he was in Alabama football's fourth quarter program. He was in that good of shape, never skipped a beat. And since then, I've been a big fan ever since. Let's take another call here. 855-242-PAUL is the number. Let's go to Glenn in Louisiana. What's up, Glenn?
Peter, how you doing?
Doing well, bud. How you doing?
Pretty good. I just wanted to talk today about this NIL stuff.
You got it, Glenn. Before we do that, hold on. Before we do that, you have to tell me what's the best or worst concert you've ever attended. Once you do that, then we can talk NIL.
I've never been to a concert in my life.
Ever in your life, Glenn?
Never.
Okay. Was it just because you is there any artist that you like in general? I mean, are you country music? Do you like rock and roll? What do you like?
Classic country, and that's it.
Okay. So, like, if I got you, like, if all of a sudden George Strait, would you like George Strait? Is that classic enough country for you?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Okay. You see, right there. Now, you got to find a way to do that one of these days, Glenn. Put it on the bucket list. All right. Now, you answer that question. What's your NIL question?
Well, it was more just a commentary on it. What I wanted to say was the situation with NIL today, it's almost comparable to a spoiled child that just got a new toy. As far as when a kid gets a new toy, he's like, he's all happy with it, he's playing with it, he's bragging about it, showing it to his friends, just showing off. And that's what you're seeing now with all these people signing these deals, showing what they can do because they got the new rules or whatever. But really, I mean, it ain't generating that much money. They're just doing it because they can. And so, but when a kid that gets a new toy, eventually it wears off. It ain't that cool anymore. And he finds something cooler. And so what does he do? He discards it. He gets rid of it. And that's what's going to happen with this NIL. Basically, they're going to see the economic side of it. This ain't going to work. No one cares that some obscure college athlete is supporting this car dealership. And so the novelty of it's going to wear off. And so basically, there's really no reason to do it because it's not making money. And so the people that are carrying on right now with all these deals and whatnot, they're just going to look like fools. But you know what? I guess that ain't the first time that's happened in college athletics.
It's happens a lot. Glenn is definitely passionate about that. And here's my thought, just to pay off what Glenn had said. It is new. It is shiny. It's a honeymoon situation right now because we haven't seen any of the bad, kind of the ill effects, the unintended consequences yet. They'll probably be there 6 months, a year down the road. But it's new and shiny right now. The issue that I do look at it and go, hey, listen, sooner or later, the market's going to bear out. They're not going to get kids going to be making $15,000 just for one Instagram ad, and that's going to move the needle. And so sooner or later, businesses will realize, all right, that doesn't really move the needle. $500, $600, yeah, that's fine. Maybe that may be the price. But people are doing it right now because it's a new shiny thing. And at the end of the day, at any point, if name, image, and likeness becomes such a big deal that it's affecting how a player plays or how they practice, any coach, especially a coach here in the SEC, is going to say, you know what? Hit the road. Go in the transfer portal. I don't have time for that. And at that point, you're going to find out who's got a really solid program structure, because those coaches will be able to handle NIL without a problem. 855-242-PAUL. More of your phone calls. Mike, Rick, Randy, Kevin, Sean, all of y'all. We'll get to your phone calls quick when we return here on the Paul Finebaum Show.
You're listening to the Paul Finebaum Show podcast.
See, a lot of people on my Twitter feed, at Peter Burns ESPN, say Paul McCartney was that one concert you didn't expect, that you knew the name, but you didn't know how good it was going to be, and you are blown away. That's been how this show has progressed throughout the day. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. LSU great Olympian Lolo Jones going to be joining me in about 8 minutes here. I'll ask her the concert question. Also, what's it like? She's got a brand new book out. Looking forward to chatting with her. But back to the phone lines we go. Sean is in Arkansas. Thanks for joining Peter Burns here on the Paul Finebaum Show. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how's it going, Peter?
Good, bud.
So, for my fifth anniversary, I took my wife to Vegas to Vegas. We went to see Celine Dion. I cannot stand her music. First concert I went to her, it is great. This is
really
the best concert I've ever seen in my life. Yes.
And I would imagine in Vegas, I think they built her own specific hall, right? I think that was part of her residency there. I think at Caesars back in the day. So acoustically, she sounded just amazing, or what?
Yeah, it was. I mean, the whole show, it was by far. I'm more of a rock person. Love the old 80s rock and everything like that. Went to that, and by far, out of every concert I've seen, that is number one.
God, that is nuts. Sean, thank you for that. That's exactly the prompt I had for the callers today. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. Let's get one more in here before the break. Let's go Kevin. Kevin, thanks for joining Peter Burns. Quickly, what do you got for me?
Peter, you struck gold with this one. Once a year, my daughter and I would do a Penn State road game. And I ran into a guy on a business trip in Omaha. He was wearing a Pitt shirt in the hotel bar. And we started talking some smack. Well, he's a Nebraska fan. His wife bought the Pitt shirt at a Goodwill. Tells you what they think of Pitt out there, right?
Yeah.
So we decided that when Penn State plays out there and when Nebraska played here, we'd hook each other up with two tickets to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my daughter to a Nebraska Penn State game out in Lincoln, which was a great experience. We flew out. We stayed in Omaha at a Hilton Garden Inn, and if you stay at a Hilton Garden Inn, you know it's not a full-fledged Hilton. With
Kevin, we got 30 seconds, man. We got 30 seconds for you, so hurry up. I want to hear the payoff.
We went down to eat in a bar, grab a burger, and we met Grand Funk Railroad sitting in the bar. They were in town for a concert. My 13-year-old daughter and I went out for a football game and met Grand Funk.
How you see, and that's why you always don't talk trash, but make friends in college football, bringing people together, and all of a sudden you might be able to see Grand Funk Railroad at a Holiday Inn Express. I love all that. Lolo Jones coming up next here on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.